Love Letters to Humanity, Part 1. My intention in composing this love letter to humanity was to channel the energy of unconditional love from Divine Father and put it into words. The words are intended to remind all of us that we are all divine souls, each of us having our own unique experience of life here in human form, and that we are all loved continuously and completely by Creator, Source, God. I sat to meditate and ask for guidance on what message humankind would benefit from hearing. I waited for clarity and then began to write down what came in. The result wasn't exactly what I expected, but is what I heard in my heart. It came from a voice much larger than me, and yet it came from a deeper knowing within my own consciousness, my own higher self. At time, the voice spoke in first person, using the pronoun I, and yet it did not seem like one entity. It seemed to be a universal chorus of compassion, certain wisdom, and unconditional acceptance and appreciation. So this is what I heard. You are never alone. I am always available to you, every moment, every day. Just connect with me through your higher self. Quiet your mind and just intend to raise your vibration to align with my energy. You can't do it wrong. Just clearly intend it, and I am there with you always. I am so grateful and proud of you for agreeing to come into physical form to experience the earth and to help in the evolution of mankind and the universe. Trust your heart when making decisions. Your ego mind will only confuse you by analyzing. Go to your heart and remember who you really are and why you came. That is where the information from your past lives reside. That is where you find your guidance. Learn to recognize fear for what it is. Fear is a useful human emotion that can guide you in an instant to avoid harm to your human physical body. But sustained fear is an illusion. It is based in false beliefs that can affect clarity and discernment and cause detrimental choices. My beloveds, try not to act or decide from a place where you have chosen sustained fear. First, clear the fear and the resistance. Move into trust that all is well and that all will be well in the future. Move away from fear. Choose love. Act from love, because love is all there is. Love unconditionally. It is the only true love. Love with no expectations for reciprocity. Love freely, without claim, without ownership, and without obligation. Possessiveness is based in fear. Jealousy is based in fear. Unconditional love, given freely, brings about love and freedom in all of those you love. Forgive yourself when you make a mistake. You did nothing wrong. There are only lessons and learning in this life you have chosen. I am not in judgment of you. Why should you judge yourself? You are my children. Children learn through having experiences. I am proud of your courage in experiencing these lessons and grateful that you agreed to come into physical existence. Be generous. Generosity is love. Give unconditionally. Do not be a reservoir of positive energy that only stores love, money, and kindness. These are currencies that are meant to be shared. They are streams meant to flow among you, not to be sidetracked into dormant pools or locked vaults. Give of your resources more often. Keep paying it forward. Express your love more often. When you feel a strong resonance with someone in your heart, tell that person they are loved. If it feels aligned, ask if you can share a handshake or a hug. Spread love. Don't be afraid of judgment or misunderstanding. Just be true to your heart and act accordingly while respecting the other's sacred space. Choose joy. You are on this planet to be love and to share love, not to suffer and deny yourself pleasure. Be more. Do less. Being productive is noble. Being present with all that surrounds you is divine. The people, animals, plants, and the earth herself all deserve your attention and your love. Choose happiness by making others happy. Above all, love yourself so that you can more readily love others. Love that person as you would love yourself, and you will both feel as one. When they feel your love, it will ripple through them to the next person and the next, until all will know that love is universal. All will feel as one. All will feel that they are love, and all will know that love is all there is.